Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stevens in the morning now, 7:46 on a Friday morning, and it's a time for Secret Sound, and we have a contestant on the line. Angie is with us this morning. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
We're going to play the sound for you one more time. This is give you a chance to tell us what this is. Here you go. Angie, what do you think that is?
Is it frying an egg?
It is. Way to go. Congratulations, Angie. You have won.
Thank you.
A couple of large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza by identifying the secret sound with Steve and Ted. How about that?
Oh, wonderful.
Is this the most exciting thing that's going to happen to you today?
I hope so.
You never know. All right, Angie, thanks for being with us this morning, playing the secret sound. Stay on the line so Dad can talk to you. Now three big things with Steve and Ted.
Three.
Butler County authorities report several dozen cats, some of them dead, removed from a home in Augusta.
Two.
Police chase ends with a crash in East Wichita. No one seriously injured.
One.
Six people shot in Washington, D.C. One dead. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic conditions here in Wichita looking pretty good so far. Not seeing much of anything slowing anything down. We do have an injury traffic accident. This is Pawnee and Glen. So, watch for a traffic accident near Pawnee and Glen. Avoid that area for the time being. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy, 20% chance for rain a little bit later on today at a high of 82 degrees after yesterday's high of 90. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 70. And then Saturday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 85. Now partly cloudy, east wind at 3 miles per hour and 69 degrees. 7:48, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. The Steve and Ted poll question today is on our website, knssradio.com. And I think it's a pretty good one. We've been talking about the possibility of getting rid of plastic bagging here in Wichita. Somebody brought this up at a city council meeting the other day and thought, there's a good question. What is your preferred grocery checkout bagging option? So we give you three choices here, and here's what we're seeing so far. Reusable, that's what everybody's trying to encourage, or at least the people who appreciate conservation. Reusable, 19%. Paper, 21%. And coming in at number one, plastic. The one they're trying to get rid of, it's 60%. 60% of the people at the Steve and Ted poll say they want plastic. Well, you can make your feelings known as well. Go to the website, knssradio.com, and take the Steve and Ted poll question today. Two of the three major stock indices ended with very slight gains Thursday.
Markets ending mixed after the editor of China's Global Times says China is not as anxious to make a deal as the United States thinks it is. We saw the market lose 60 points on this news and slide even further after a top Trump advisor said the president is ready to ramp up the trade war if a deal is not made soon. The Dow closing lower by 52 points, the S&P closing marginally higher, the Nasdaq up 5 points. Even Microsoft's banner day wasn't enough to lift the Dow, the stock hitting an all-time high after the company announced its plans to buy back as much as $40 billion in stock and raise its dividend 11%. Music to investors' ears. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
A top United Auto Workers official reports many unresolved issues in talks with General Motors as both sides try to reach a deal to end a four-day strike. But UAW Vice President Terry Dittes also says in a letter to members that they've made progress. About 49,000 UAW workers have been on strike against the company since Monday in a dispute over a new four-year contract. Airbnb said it plans to go public in 2020, a long-awaited move by the home sharing company. That is both loved and reviled for its disruption of the hotel business. Airbnb disclosed the news in a brief statement. San Francisco-based Airbnb was launched in 2008. All right, 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the big story in the Wichita Business Journal's weekly edition, it is an important topic for our community, diversity and inclusion. The WBJ will present its Diversity and Inclusion Awards at a luncheon today at the Hyatt. 17 individuals and 23 organizations receive awards for their work to support diversity and inclusion in their companies, their organizations, and their communities. All their profiles featured in today's paper. It's the fifth year for the Diversity and Inclusion Awards. In that time, the WBJ has recognized 83 organizations and individuals. The winners this year include the Davis-Moore Auto Group, Alex Harb, City Councilman Brandon Johnson, Equity Bank, and the Wichita Public Schools. Check out a special feature on the WBJ website. For the second year in a row, we asked our readers, what is Wichita missing? The Business Pulse survey was live for 2 weeks. We got over 100 responses. We boiled it down to the top 50. We've listed those for you on the WBJ website. Just go to WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I don't want to influence it. That's an interesting poll. What is the question? What is Wichita missing?
What is Wichita missing? We asked the question last year, and we asked the question again this year, and we've really got a great response and a lot of great ideas from people, too.
Well, you don't have to tell me what the biggest one was last year, but could you give me maybe one that somebody suggested we were missing?
Oh, sure. Like a downtown grocery store was one of them.
Yeah.
Some of them mentioned restaurants. We don't have Cheesecake Factory in there.
That's true.
That's a given that everybody wants that.
Yeah.
But better transportation. Let's get rid of the transportation projects done.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about orange cones.
Well, did anybody mention maybe a statue of Steve and Ted someplace downtown?
There were several people who mentioned something like that.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, did you make it down to Exposure yesterday down at Century 2, the big chamber of commerce?
No, didn't, because we got that event. Getting ready for that.
You had a conflict. Okay. Well,
yeah.
You got to come down there next year if you get a chance. Have you been to that before?
I have, and we had Wichita Business Journal folks there.
Right, right.
So,
oh, they were there, but just you couldn't make it. Okay.
I couldn't make it, right.
Yeah, well, I went to some, we had a lot of people come up and say they listened to Steve and Ted, and they complimented
good.
Us on our show. So, you know, because that was for Ted and I, that, you know, that's called ego stroking.
And, sure, and who doesn't listen to Steve and Ted in the morning?
That's a great question. Maybe you should put that in the Wichita Business
Poll survey.
Instead
who
of what are you missing,
listen,
just
yeah.
put... Who doesn't? How do they know if they don't listen? They don't know
that's
who we
true,
are.
Yeah.
All right. So we got K-State football this weekend. What's going on there?
It's a bye week.
It's a bye week. Okay.
So we get to heal up a little bit and get ready for Oklahoma State next week.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's going to be a good one, isn't it? That's
yep.
shaping up, too. Oh, anytime we can play Oklahoma State, it's going to be fun.
You bet.
Today
that'd
is
a good one.
Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Ooh.
Why pepperoni? Well, because... It's the most popular pizza topping, okay?
Love me some pepperoni
yep.
pizza.
It comes with many different toppings, pizza does, but pepperoni is the single most popular pizza. What is a pizza without at least a pepperoni mixed in with all the other great ingredients for a pizza? Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Mm-hmm.
You going to celebrate in any way? Probably going.
I may do that very thing tonight, and I'm going to put a bunch of Parmesan cheese on there.
Oh, man. I got to ask you. You're a sports guy. You know about sports, and I got a dilemma coming up tonight because you've got in high school you got West playing at Carroll. Okay,
right.
And of course, my grandson and my other grandson, but they've gone to Carroll. Okay, so I got grandkids at Carroll, but I went to West. So if I go, which side of the field should I sit on? Should I sit with
right?
Should I sit with my with my in-laws and my family? Or should I go
to
the other side?
President Kennedy issue there. President Kennedy always said, when Army plays Notre Dame, he cheers for Army and prays for Notre Dame.
Right? There you go. Well,
yeah.
We'll figure it out. I'm thinking if I sit in the Carroll side with all my Pioneer regalia on, I'm probably getting in big trouble over there. They won't think
go
it's...
Go ahead. See what happens.
They won't think it's very funny. All right, Bill. Thanks. We'll check with you again next
you
hour. 7:55, Steve and Ted. And stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. here on KNS. We're going to have the latest on that shooting with several injured in Washington. Dad's going to have a look at sports again, right, Ted?
That's right. I'll have a look at sports, and we'll preview upcoming stuff for the weekend coming up in sports.
And we got Mitch coming up.
Oh, Mitch Holtis, yeah.
Of the Kansas City Chiefs. Plus, you've got entertainment news. You got the blur put together there?
That's right. We've got an old action hero coming back to the big screen, and we'll talk about that coming up in on the blur.
All right, traffic and weather, weekend weather on the way as well. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.